day four of counting votes in the local elections, day three in the European elections and day two in Limerick. So far, just one MEP has been elected, Fine Gael's Sean Kelly, who headed the poll in the South constituency. There have been 13 counts in Dublin, where Fianna Fáil's Barry Andrews is poised to be first elected. Independent Luke Ming Flanagan topped the poll in Midlands North West. 937 of the 949 council seats have now been filled, with counting continuing in just five local authorities: Carlow, Dunleary Rathdown, Kildare, Meath and Offaly. In Limerick, meanwhile, independent John Moran remains well placed to become the country's first directly elected mayor. All of the parties will now be analysing what the votes mean for them. They might also be reflecting on the turnout, which in some areas was worryingly low. In the Dublin European constituency, it was just 43%. In the local elections in Talla South, it was 31%. In Dublin's North Inner City, the figure was 34%. In the South Inner City, 33%. In Pembroke, 37%. Well, for all the latest developments, we can talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, counting will resume in the three European constituencies this morning. 13 seats remain to be filled. Where do things stand?
Well, if you look to the south first, there's a fairly big bit of work to be done there. That's the distribution of Sean Kelly's surplus, around 8,000 votes. But of course, that means all his votes will have to be looked at again to get those second preferences and to find a representative sample. So that's a fairly arduous task that will take many hours. In second place at the moment there is Billy Kelleher, quite comfortably in second place on over 91,000 votes. Michael McNamara, the independent, in third on 56,000 over that. And Cynthia Limurucu, who'd polled very well for Fianna Fáil on 55,000. In fifth place, it's the outgoing MEP Mick Wallace on just over 52,000. Now, the two candidates just further back there are Kathleen Function of Sinn Féin on over 50,000, Grace O'Sullivan, the outgoing Green MEP, on 47,000. For Sinn Féin, looking at that, though, they well look to Kathleen Function's running mate Paul Gavin, who got 22,000 votes. Would that be enough to give the party a seat there, the last seat? It is a possibility, but I suppose you're looking at that and you're saying, what's the surprise, is something that mightn't have been expected a few weeks ago, and that is that Cynthia Limurucu of Fianna Fáil is well in the running to take a second seat for the party there, with Billy Kelleher, Michael McNamara looking on course, you would think, at this point. There's a long way to go to get up to that quota of 114,000 to be elected. In Midlands North West, no surprise that Luke Ming Flanagan topped the poll on over 78,000 votes, a long way to the quota of over 113,000, though. Barry Cowan in second place, almost on 74,000 votes, and just ahead of Fine Gael's Nina Carberry. Nina Carberry there on 73,888 first preferences. She finished one place ahead of Maria Walsh, the outgoing Fine Gael MEP, on 71,000 plus votes. Kieran Mullooly, Independent Ireland, is in fifth place at the moment on over 57,000 votes. Again, Sinn Féin looking at this one, where they had an MEP in Chris McManus. This time it's Michelle Gildernew on over 45,000 votes, who's in sixth position at the moment. But Chris McManus did poll 29,000 first preference votes. So again, I suppose if there is a distribution pattern of 50% to 60%, as you might expect, that does raise perhaps the possibility that Sinn Féin remains in contention there for some time. The N2 leader, Padraig Tobin, polled 40,000 votes as well there. Dublin's moving ahead. You would think that will conclude today, 13 counts in. As it stands, it's Barry Andrews, as he has from the first count, still in the lead ahead of Fine Gael's Regina Doherty. It's Niall Boylan now in third place on over 39,000 votes, helped by the last elimination of Malachy Steenson. Lynn Boylan on 37,000 plus votes there, Lynn Boylan of Sinn Féin. But again, the next elimination, crucial for her. That's because Dahi Doolan, who's up to about almost 12,000 votes now, he's set to be eliminated. Again, the distribution pattern of his transfers, you'd expect to bring Lynn Boylan back into third place. And it's the battle, as it has been since Sunday night, between the Greens' Kieran Cuff. He's at 33,000 votes there, plus ahead of Labour's Éan Arirdhon at the moment on 32,253 votes. Again, so much of the Dublin count, you feel, will be defined by the distribution rejection ultimately of the Social Democrats' Sinead Gibney's vote. That's over 17,000 votes. Which way they go will have a big bearing on the final seat.
Talk to us, Micheál, about Limerick. After eight counts, John Moran is, what, about 5,000 votes ahead of Helen O'Donnell?
Yeah, still 5,000 votes ahead of Helen O'Donnell, 19,719 for John Moran at the moment, 14,200 plus for Helen O'Donnell. D. Ryan is next in third place. I suppose what is, you feel, ultimately going to play the deciding role here is the elimination when it comes of the Fine Gael candidate, Daniel Butler. He has about 11,000 votes as it stands at the moment. There is a substantial lead for John Moran throughout this count, and I think at this point it would be surprising if he is overtaken. But Daniel Butler, as the Fine Gael candidate, and Helen O'Donnell, who now independent in this race, but certainly very much with Fine Gael DNA across her campaign and her life in politics, that could be a significant distribution. But I think it would be a surprise if John Moran is overtaken.
Let's look at the overall picture. I mean, Sinn Féin in particular will be reflecting on the results. We know that the party made a remarkable comeback after a poor showing 5 years ago. But I suppose the big question is whether it can do that again.
That's the question. And I suppose when you look at this, yes, there are modest gains. I suppose the party could say that it's in the running today for three MEPs. How that turns out will be significant over the next 48 hours or so. And there will be modest gains too at local election level. But I suppose people weren't really going into this comparing or looking to 2019. They were looking to Sinn Féin's performance in the 2020 general election, even if it isn't like with like, and looking at that polling data, which even up to a few weeks ago consistently had Sinn Féin up there ahead for the most part and then levelling off with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And the results here are nowhere like that. So I think those within government will think about those possibility of those upcoming by-elections. Could there even be possibly up to four of them? It was the by-elections the last time that saw Sinn Féin beginning that recovery in earnest when Mark Ward was elected in Dublin Midwest. That sparked the recovery. So I think for those reasons, those in government who feel that despite the public utterances and the conviction behind this government going the distance, that the autumn election would be more beneficial to those who control the timing of the election. Sinn Féin saying, how are they going to look at this? How are they going to analyse it? They say it's about refining and sharpening their message, particularly around housing and the cost of living.
Talking of the government, on last night's primetime, the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan had some pretty strong words for his government colleagues, saying that their criticism of the Greens during the campaign did have an impact on the party's vote.
Yeah, Eamon Ryan was annoyed about this, and this was a lingering annoyance perhaps that you wouldn't expect at this point in the campaign. The Greens have done okay. The Green tide hasn't gone out. They're 20 plus councillors at the moment, and I suppose Ciarán Cuff in the running still in Dublin. Grace O'Sullivan is behind Kathleen Function in the south, and I suppose has a fairly big task on her hands there if she is to get that seat. But Eamon Ryan clearly thinking that those comments in particular, I suppose, of Regina Doherty, who talked about a cycle lanes being akin to the Berlin Wall, of Lisa Chambers, who was involved in a spat with the Greens Midlands Northwest candidate Pauline O'Reilly around wind energy and its merits or not. He felt that that was done for strategic electoral gain, and assertions were made that he said simply weren't true, and he said that was wrong, and he raised it with the other government party leaders who he said understood where he was coming from.
Micheál, thanks a million for that. That was Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent. We will, of course, have more on those counts later on Morning Ireland.